So Woodstock is the inspiration for the three bands.
Yeah. It's the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, yeah. So we just decided this would be the perfect theme for the Silver Ball this year. Each year we, you know, pick a theme, and this seemed like a perfect fit. The hardest part was determining which bands and which songs to select out of all of the different acts that performed.
So how did you, Aaron, Zach, or Dave, how did you decide on Crosby, Stills, and why?
It was kind of like one of their first concerts. Like, Woodstock was formed. It kind of embodies, like, that feel of their music and the whole, you know, hippie movement back then. But it's like they were the perfect band for that. And I've always loved the harmonies, and I kind of wanted the challenge of working up all the harmonies. And
well, that's the difference, is they are known for their harmonies, their vocals, not so much their instrumental prowess, right? So is that a different challenge for you guys this year than you've done in the past?
The last couple of years, there's been a ton of background harmonies. Every time, like the Who stuff and then the David Bowie stuff, we had to focus a lot on the vocals, and this is just a nice continuation of that.
I think, though, the difference is with a lot of those bands, there's harmony in the songs, but that's not the kind of focus of the song. It seems like with a lot of these Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young songs, that is the meat and potatoes of the song.
Everyone's really singing lead.
Yeah, everybody's singing. There's multi-parts. Yeah. And so, I mean, that's what I think of first when I think of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, is as a vocal group.
Aaron and Dave with Wildermore. Zach is here from Wildermore as well as Michael Klug from Jacked Up and the Empty Bottles. Can we do a Crosby, Stills song?
Sure.
This is great.
Okay.
So what are you doing now?
This is Helplessly Hoping.
Helplessly hoping her heart again hovers nearby, awaiting a word. Gasping at glimpses of gentle true spirit, he runs, wishing he could fly high, only to trip at the sound of goodbye. Wordlessly watching, he waits by the window and wonders at the empty place inside. Heartlessly helping himself to her bad dreams, he worries, did he hear a goodbye? Or even hello? They are one person, they are two alone, they are three together, they are four each other.
How cool is that? This is WGLT Sound Ideas with Dave, Aaron, and Zach with Wildermore. They're going to be performing Crosby, Stills, and Nash songs, and Young too, right? Young is going to be included in there somewhere.
Yes.
At the Toys for Tots Silver Ball fundraiser at the Castle Theater. Michael Klug is here with Jacked Up and the Empty Bottles. They're going to be performing Jimi Hendrix songs. Wow, that's a daunting task. I'll ask you about that in just a second. And Alabama Getaway with Edward David Anderson doing the songs of the Grateful Dead. If I have your ages right, none of you were even alive when Woodstock happened in 1969.
Correct.
Michael, I know you're very political. Can you connect the dots between Woodstock and today's political environment?
Well, sure. Since you asked, Woodstock, if that's not what socialism is, then what is? It's about people like, oh, I don't have anything, but you do, so you're going to help me. I have something, but you don't, so I'm going to help you. When you think about like people at Woodstock, it's a perfect example where it was way bigger than what they thought when they planned it. And they didn't have enough water. They didn't have enough food. People had to help each other. That's what's missing from America today, is people helping each other without being told to. Doing it because it's right. That's what love is. It's about helping people because that's the right thing to do.
It's Michael Klug of Jacked Up and the Empty Bottles. You and Joe, do you have other people with you as well in Jacked Up? It's more.
Yeah,
than...
yeah. There are six of us actually in the band.
Okay.
Joey and I founded it, but we also have Andrew Gonzalez on stunt guitar. We have Jennifer Booker Smith on keyboards. We've got Joe Danger Randall on bass, and we've got Jeff Always Right Young on drums.
You're cracking the guys up. Stunt guitar? I'm not a musician. What's a stunt guitar?
Well, he does a little of everything. He can make his guitar sound like a saxophone. He can make it sound like keyboards. He can make it sound like guitar. And he's awesome at all of it. And who doesn't need that?
Well, you guys chose Jimi Hendrix to cover this year. As I was saying off the air, that's a daunting task, right?
It's a labor of love.
Okay.
A couple of months ago, I called up Joey. I was like, I'm kind of working ahead on this Jimi Hendrix set. He's like, you've been working ahead on the Jimi Hendrix set for 27 years.
Yeah, I think every guitar player...
This is Dave now.
...learned, you know, half a dozen to a dozen Hendrix songs as their first songs they learn on guitar.
And rite of passage.
Inspired me to buy Stratocaster and all that.
I mean, I can ask you the same question I asked Joe either last year or the year before when you guys were covering Pearl Jam. How do you get into Eddie Vedder's head, right? I mean, Vedder's such a distinctive vocalist. Obviously, Hendrix is perhaps the most distinctive guitarist there has been out there, at least certainly in the top five.
Jimmy's like a wizard, and I think he's really underrated as a rhythm guitar player. He played with his thumb a lot, which is pretty unusual in a lot of styles, and it's like it adds so much to what you can do with the instrument. He changed how every guitar player approaches the instrument. He was, in my opinion, one of the first musicians to make noise music from a rock perspective. There were classical guys doing that, you know, way back in the day, but it's different to be mainstream radio, to play this crazy stuff with your whammy bar and these noises. That how is he even making that sound? And then he's playing notes that you understand, and he's singing, and he's playing a song. And there was no time in between that. It was all one thing. And he crafted that into a perfect 3-minute song that can be on the radio that everyone can relate to.
Well, how about if we play a Hendrix song?
Yeah, I'll play one by myself.
Okay. What do you want to play?
How about Purple Haze?
It's this if you want to use it.
Jimmy didn't use tuners. I don't need them either.
That's right. Take some acid and go.
How cool is that? It's Michael Klug. You also heard Dave from Wildermore. Aaron is here. Zach is here from Wildermore. They're getting ready for the Toys for Tots Silver Ball at the Castle Theater. It's a fundraiser for Toys for Tots. Before we get to the finale, you guys are all four of you going together, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll do a Crosby, Stills song. We haven't really talked about the fundraiser itself over the times that we've talked over the last few years. What does it mean to the music community for you guys to be able to do this every December? Because it seems like an end-of-the-year jam for the music community as much as it is a fundraiser for Toys for Tots, right?
Different people have different skill sets that are helpful to society in different ways. I think as musicians, it's great that we're able to help people because we can, and that's why we do it.
people need help, we step up and help. I feel fortunate to have this opportunity to help our community. And there are so many people that are involved in this. I would say, number one, Troy, who runs the McLean County Toys for Tots, Morgan, who sets up this event every year. Those are the people doing the most work out of everybody. I mean, I feel like us musicians have the easy job. Like, we just get to play music, which is what we love to do anyway. And we just try to help inform our community that this is happening so that they can step up and they can help out in whatever ways they can, be it monetarily or with something that they can give away for the event or bring toys or even just show up and support this event, supporting our community.
Well, how about one more Crosby, Stills song then? The grand finale, all four of you.
One. If you're down and you get confused, and you don't remember who you're talking to, your concentration slip away because your baby so far away. Well, there's a rose in a fisted glove, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be the one you love, honey, love the one you're with, love the one you're with, love the one you're with, love the one you're with. Don't be angry, don't be sad, don't sit crying over good times you had. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
Do, 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 do.